PromiseOfGod.net.
Brother Thomas.
Yes, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, in this series, are you going to begin the comparison between Moses and Christ to show proof that man could not have orchestrated the writings of the Bible, and that man could not have controlled the future of nations and the lives of people to bring about these likenesses between Moses and Christ?
Yes, Sister Mary, we shall look at more evidence showing how impossible it is for a man being the author of the Bible. By the time we are through, you will be able to see how you can actually take Jesus' life and overlay it with Moses' life in the Old Testament and see the New Testament laid out in the Old Testament. And remember, their lives are over 1,000 years apart. Okay. So far, we have seen that there was 400 silent years where God did not communicate with Israel through one prophet until the birth of Moses. We also saw where there was another 400 years of silence where God did not communicate with Israel until the birth of Christ. Then we also revealed the likenesses in their names. Moses' name, meaning deliverer. And Christ's name, Savior, which means one who saves or delivers. Now let us look at the likenesses in the events covering their births. The Pharaoh of Egypt gave a command to the midwives that they were to kill all male children at birth. And in all reality, this was to prevent the deliverer that God told the children of Israel about, who was to deliver them from Egypt, from coming to pass or from being birthed. You can read this attempt in Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 to 22. Now the killing of all the male babies also happened in Jesus' birth. The king of Israel, whose name was Herod, was visited by the wise men, who came and asked Herod if he knew the birthplace of the Messiah, prophesied by the prophets of the Old Testament by God, who would become the king of Israel. Well, this enraged Herod because he was king of Israel, and out of jealousy, he played along with the wise men and called for his scribes, who were men with great knowledge of the scriptures, and asked of them where it is told by the prophets of old about the birthplace of this Messiah. The scribes told the king that it was prophesied that Bethlehem is the birthplace of this child king. Then Herod, with murder in his heart, told the wise men, "Go and find this child, and when you have found him, come back this way and tell me of this child's place of birth, so that I also can worship this child sent from God." Herod only had one thing in mind, and that was to use the wise men as an instrument to search out this child. And then on their return, they would inform Herod. And after receiving the information from the wise men, he would give his soldiers orders to go and kill this child. But an angel sent by God in a dream revealed Herod's plan to the wise men. So the wise men returned home in another way, after finding baby Jesus. Herod, waiting for the wise men to return day after day after day, and seeing that he was tricked by the wise men, seeing not that they were going to return, ordered his soldiers to go into Bethlehem and kill all the male babies 2 years old and younger, in order to keep this child from being born. So, do you see the likeness Both the rulers of Egypt and of Israel attempted to keep Moses and Christ from being born or even living by an order to kill all male children and babies. Is this by chance? I don't think so. Remember, God told Moses that he would raise up a prophet like unto Moses. Is it by chance the 400 silent years? Is it by chance the likeness of their names? Is it by chance that the rulers of their birth countries gave the same order of the killing of all male babies to prevent the birth or the life of both of these men? By chance? I don't think so. Remember also the likeness of Moses and Christ, and that as Moses spoke and wrote only what God told Moses to speak and write, so also with Christ. We learned by Christ himself revealing that God lived in his Son, and that the Father spoke and preached to the people by his Son. And Christ obeyed his Father, and only spoke, and his Father spoke through him to the people. And also God told Moses what to do, and Moses performed what God told him to do. So also was it with Christ. The Father told Christ where to go, where to preach, and who to heal. These two men's lives are separated by over 1,000 years. Could some organization controlled by man make sure that these events be controlled down to the very last detail, and with the cooperation of all nations involved in order to pull this off? I don't think so. All of these likenesses are controlled by only one, and that's God. Now, after the wise men left, an angel appeared unto Joseph in a dream, instructing Joseph to flee into Egypt with Mary and baby Jesus, that it might be fulfilled what was told to Hosea the prophet in chapter 11, verse 1, saying, "Out of Egypt have I called my son." Joseph was instructed by the angel to stay in Egypt until all who would do harm to baby Jesus had died and passed on. And then the angel would call him out of Egypt back to Israel, thus fulfilling God's calling his son out of Egypt. Also concluding that Jesus was raised up partially in Egypt as a child. So we see Joseph and Mary and the child Jesus leaving his Jewish surroundings upon a donkey and going into Egypt. Now, what about Moses? Well, after Moses was born, that his mother, after 3 months, could no longer hide him, and she made a transportation by making an ark out of reeds and put him into the river, and being found by the daughter of the Pharaoh of Egypt, raised him by the Egyptian culture. So we see, as Jesus took a trip to Egypt, so we see also a foreshadow. The Jewish people lived separately from the Egyptian neighborhoods. And so we see Moses leaving the Jewish residence representing Israel, and as Jesus taking a trip on a donkey from Israel to Egypt. So also we see Moses taking a trip in an ark from his Jewish residence to his Egyptian residence, whereas Jesus was raised in Egypt, so also was Moses as a child. You can read this about Moses in Exodus chapter 2, verse 1-11, and about Jesus in Matthew chapter 2, 11-15. So we see another likeness between these two men, or should I say, between the man Moses and the Son of God. So we see, out of fear for both baby Jesus and baby Moses, life to keep from being put to death by rulers, they both were to be hidden and protected by being placed in Egypt by God and their parents. Is this by chance? this likeness? Was all these likenesses that we have looked upon, could they have been controlled by some organization created by man? I don't think so. Are you beginning to see how all these likenesses about Moses and Jesus are so much alike? And how these factors could not have been controlled by man, but by someone greater than man? What about God? Now let us look at another foreshadow, or likeness. Remember, a foreshadow or shadow is not the exact image of the object casting the shadow. But there is a likeness in this shadow. The likeness is in the number 40. Pertaining to Moses, it is 40 years. Pertaining to Christ, it is 40 days. Moses was cast out of Egypt and led 40 years in the wilderness. And at the end of the 40 years, God called him to his ministries to be the deliverer of Israel out of Egypt. You can read this in Acts chapter 7, verse 30. Now, read Matthew 4, 1 through verses 1 and 2, and you will find where Jesus himself was led into a wilderness for 40 days before his ministry began. In fact, after his 40 days in the wilderness, he went right into preaching. You can read this in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Now, what was Moses' ministry? Was it not to save Israel from the hard bondage of slavehood to the Egyptians? Yes, slavery. Read Exodus 1, 11 to 14. Now, this is a shadow of the ministry of the real Savior who was to save us from the slavery to sin. Read Romans 6, verses 16 to 18, and you will see the word servant. In the Greek, which is the language that the New Testament was written in, the Greek word servant here in Romans 6 is the word slave, which Christ came to set us free from our slavery to sin, which you can read in Romans 6, verses 16 to 17. Now, another shadow is that Egypt is the picture of the world, and Pharaoh was the ruler of Egypt, who by the Egyptians was declared to have been a god. Read 2 Corinthians 4, 4, in which this verse is referring to Satan as being the god of this world or age. Is all of this by chance that these likenesses are so close? Again, I don't think so. Again, Sister Mary, do you see how these could not have been directed by man? And remember, over 1,000 years that exist between Moses and Christ.
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416. With your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.